Title VII Indian Education Supervisor Doreen Brown is excited about her program's summer offerings.
We have something for everyone. We have lots of things going on this summer.
The Title VII webpage of the Anchorage School District shows a half dozen possibilities. They're obviously popular. All but one is filled. The longest-standing Title VII summer student attraction is the enrichment program. It's for first through eighth graders. The pair of two-week sessions are completely filled with 150 students each, plus a waiting list. The students will have physical education, math, reading, writing, cultural arts and music, and language classes.
Right now at our summer enrichment, we have beginning UPIC and intermediate UPIC that will be teaching Unangan, Thinkit.
Brown says this year, Title VII has a separate gender-based summer program for preschoolers.
Project Hala, and that's a Danaina Athabaskan word for boy. And this is a two-week camp for boys that are going into kindergarten.
The pre-K transition masculine group runs during the last half of July. It's the only summer Indian education program that still has openings. The Title VII supervisor says the summer offerings, like its programs during the school year, arise from parent, student, and staff suggestions, as well as performance data pointing out needs. On the high school level, Indian Education is offering a chance to take algebra and English courses within an individualized approach.
Under Project Buhitut, we have a variety of online courses that our high school students can take. They may want to get ahead by taking these courses that are online, or they may just need some remediation or credit recovery.
Buhitut means smart person in Chupik. The over 60 independently working students will have access to netbooks and will also receive some face-to-face teacher interaction. The courses are Algebra A, B, and 1, and English 9 and 10. Doreen Brown is especially excited about Walk and Write, where students will go ice climbing or rafting and then write about their experiences. It may be fun, but the learning aspect is a bit relentless and wastes no opportunity for teaching.
We front load iPods for the bus ride as well. So actually, as a captive audience, when they're on the bus ride, they're actually learning about the particular site that we're going to. The river raft ride is the Mananuska River. So we've gotten information, historical and current indigenous knowledge about Mananuska River. So they're learning about the river through iPods, and then they're actually going on the river raft and then writing about it.
The first week of Walk and Write is only for high school students.
The second week is going to be focused on middle school students, and they're going to be doing the same exact things that the high schools did. But the high school students are actually going to be the leaders, and we're going to be working on leadership development as well with that second week with those middle school students.
A popular program repeated from last summer and quickly filled is Camp Camera at Denali, during which 9 students over 3 days work with park rangers while exploring photography and digital media. The Title VII Indian Education student programs and projects are federally funded and do not derive their budgets from Anchorage School District revenues. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.